Timothy Bray, an urban policy researcher at UT Dallas, recently sat down with a group of Fort Worth high schoolers as part of KERA's American Graduate Initiative. He asked about their plans after they graduate. Some were shooting for Princeton, others for Texas Wesleyan down the street.
So for those of you who are going to college, have you figured out how you're going to pay for it?
Oh, yes. Scholarship.
Few students knew how much their dream college would cost, and none planned to pay for it with loans. Here's Kiana Benson, a sophomore at Polytechnic High.
I don't want to do a student loan.
Why not? What have you heard about student
loans? My mom is in debt right now. She can't even go to culinary school like she wants to because she still hasn't paid.
She's paying off her other loan?
Yeah.
Okay, teenagers want scholarships, don't want loans, and don't plan very well. No surprises there. Joe May, chancellor for community colleges in Dallas, sees larger factors that make this dangerous.
When you look at the students in the Dallas County Community College District, they are the poorest they have ever been in the history of the district.
May says his students are so afraid of debt that they are enrolling part-time and working full-time. This strategy keeps them from having to take out big loans, but also lengthens the time to getting a degree and increases the risk of dropping out.
We find that a surprisingly large percent are paying back loans at a time when they don't have resources and are borrowing more money to pay back loans.
Another reason the degree takes a long time is that Texas high schoolers are generally less prepared to start college than their peers. Only 36% of juniors in Texas who take the PSAT are college ready, versus 49% around the country. Remedial classes mean more time in school.
So when you start combining family, education, school, and then you add debt, you can see why people will finally say it's just too much.
Compared to the rest of the country, Texas schools are relatively inexpensive, and almost half of students here are in a community college, even cheaper. But students won't see the income boost that a four-year degree promises if they don't finish. And if they do drop out, they still have to pay back what they borrowed. Wenhua Di, an economist at the Dallas Federal Reserve, worries that these experiences reinforce the idea that college isn't worth it.
We don't want to scare people away for applying for their ideal schools just because of the cost.
Dee sees two dangers to the economy of high rates of delinquency in paying back loans. One is that student debt keeps people from buying a house, getting married, or saving for retirement, slowing down the Texas economy. The other is that a fear of college debt will keep people out of college, leaving Texas with a less educated workforce.
When students and families are well informed, the loan itself is a good tool.
Dee is part of a chorus of adults telling students not just to go to college, but to go with a plan for how to pay for it and how to turn that education into a career, especially if scholarship money doesn't appear when tuition is due. For KERA News, I'm Diana Douglas.